Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. And as I've said to you before, I hope it is food. It's our journey from this life to the next life, to heaven, I pray. I hope I'm going to see all of my listeners there one day. I hope I will be there one day. So let's pray for one another and keep praying for one another. The opening prayer for today is this. O God, life of the faithful, glory of the humble, blessedness of the just, listen kindly to the prayers of those who call on you, that they who thirst for what you generously promise may always have their fill of your plenty. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Oh, brothers and sisters, we love him. He is faithful to us. He's with us all the time. Do you take time, even if possible during the week, to go into the church and just tell him how much you love him? He knows what's in your heart. It's not just the words out of your mouth. He knows what's in your heart. If you can't get to a church, just stop where you are. Just get into a quiet room, even for 3 minutes, and just say, Jesus, this day belongs to you. I love you. I want to follow you more closely. Wherever you can find a space to do that every day in the morning, God will bless you. The first reading for today is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12, 24 to 13, 5. 12, 24 to 13, 5. The word of God continued to spread and grow. After Barnabas and Saul completed their relief mission, they returned to Jerusalem, taking with them John, who is called Mark. Now there were in the church at Antioch prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who was a close friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, completing their fasting and prayer, they laid hands on them and sent them off. So they sent forth by the Holy Spirit. They went down to Seleucia, and from there sailed to Cyprus. When they arrived in Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the Jewish synagogues. Can you imagine how brave they would have to be and how bold they would have to be to walk into situations where people didn't really know what they believed or what they thought or what had happened to them? And I'm sure if you take Psalm 67, I'm sure that's how they were praying. Oh God, let all the nations praise you. May God have pity on us and bless us. May he let his face shine upon us. So will your way be known upon earth, among all nations your salvation. May the nations be glad and exult, because you rule the peoples in equity, the nations on the earth you guide. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May God bless you. And may all the ends of the earth fear him. To fear him means to revere him, to put him first. Doesn't mean you have to have your, although you might have it, you don't have to have your knees rattling and your feet shaking, and or you fall down by the power of it. He just loves you so much. And when he knows that you're loving him in return, how much he rejoices. The Alleluia verse says, "I am the light of the world, says the Lord. Whoever follows me will have the light of life." Remember that. That's for you and for me. if we follow the Lord, give him time every day. You say, I'm too busy, then you are too busy. If you cannot give time to God, see if you can make some different arrangements. Even if you have 15 minutes a day, start out with that. Talk it over with your boss or whoever. Just 15 minutes and tell God you love him. And the gospel is from the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 44 to 50. So this is short. Jesus cried out and said, whoever believes in me believes not only in me, but also in the one who sent me. And whoever sees me sees the one who sent me. I came into the world as light, so that everyone who believes in me might not remain in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not observe them, I do not condemn him, for I did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. So if you haven't done it up to this time, you can begin right now. And the gospel goes on to say, whoever rejects me and does not accept my words has something to judge him. The word that I spoke, it will condemn him on the last day, because I did not speak on my own, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and to speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. So what I say as the Father told me. Brothers and sisters, Jesus, through the words of those who followed him, wants us to know that he gave his life totally, totally. He could not have done more than he did to save your life and to save mine. And you would ignore that? Something's not right if you would ignore it. You want to look back at how Jesus died. Think of the torture. Think of the pain. And Jesus did it for you. Even if right now you don't know him, I urge you to take a look at these readings for today. The Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12, 24 to 13, 5. Chapter 13, verse 5. And then the Gospel of John, chapter 12, 44 to 50. Take time to read them. This is what God wants to do for you. You. He doesn't want one person lost. He wants you with him forever. And there'll be joy and peace, even if we have to spend some time in purgatory. All of us have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But just come to confession, or just call a priest and just say, Father, could you hear my confession? And he'll tell you when he can hear it. Please, because God wants you free. He does not want the snakes, I call them, that can wrap around us and can take our breath away or make us feel like, oh, this is awful. I don't want any part of this. And you just get away from all religion. I don't need this. Yes, you do. It's the thing you most need. Look for where you couldn't find him. Open your heart to him. Talk to him. You don't go into a church just to listen to someone. You go into church to say, Lord, I give this hour to you. I give this hour to you. You teach me. You show me what I should pay attention to. And he will. Not right away. He'll wait to see if you really mean it. But he'll say, he'll just watch you. Because he loves you more than you can imagine. He loves you. He loves you very, very, very much. And I want to share this with you. There's a person by the name of Blessed Hermann Lang. He was a German Catholic priest who was beheaded by the Nazis for his outspoken resistance. and this is a farewell to his parents. When this letter comes into your hands, I shall no longer be among the living. The thing that has occupied our thoughts constantly for many months, never leaving them free, is now about to happen. If you ask me what state I am in, I can only answer, I am first in a joyous mood and second filled with great anticipation. As regards the first feeling, today means the end of all suffering and all earthly sorrow for me, and God will wipe away every tear from your eyes. That's what the scriptures say. What consolation, what marvelous strength emanates from faith in Christ, who has preceded us in death. In him I have put my faith, and precisely today I have faith in him more firmly than ever, and I shall not be confounded. As so often before, I should like now to refer you once again to St. Paul. Look up the following passages, 1 Corinthians 15 and Romans 14. In truth, look where you will. Everywhere you will find jubilation over the grace that makes us children of God. Brothers and sisters, this man was a German Catholic priest who was beheaded by the Nazis for his outspoken resistance. And this, again, is a farewell letter to his parents. How would you be if you got this letter? As to the second feeling, this day brings the greatest hour of my life. Everything that I have till now done, struggled for, and whose barrier I shall penetrate today. Eye is not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what things God has prepared for those who love him. For me, believing will become seeing, hope will become possession, and I shall forever share in him who is love. Should I not then be filled with anticipation? What is it all going to be like? The thing that up to this time I have been permitted to preach about, I shall now see. There will be no more secrets or tormenting puzzles. Today is the great day on which I return to the home of my Father. How could I fail to be excited and full of anticipation? And then I shall see once more all those who have been near and dear to me here on earth. From the very beginning, I have put everything into the hands of God. If now he demands this end of me, good, his will be done. Until we meet you again, above in the presence of the Father of Light, your joyful Hermann Lang. He was a Catholic priest. As I said, this is a farewell letter to his parents. Brothers and sisters, heed this. Please, heed this. Open your heart to him. May God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.